Colin is an urban ministry veteran with over 30 years of ministry experience in high-risk communities. He is the founder of Urban Promise Toronto and president and founder of Connect Ministries, which connects young leaders in Toronto's most vulnerable communities in God's mission. He is a mentor, author, and public speaker who is impacting one community at a time. Please join me in congratulations for Colin McCartney, Distinguished Alumnus, Community Impact.
So I don't get interviewed. I can go all day now. We've got 30 minutes for the speech. Is that what this is about? So, first of all, I want to thank my wife and my son. They're actually here. Why don't you guys stand up? I'm going to put you on the spot. That's my wife. And my son shaking his head. But come on, CJ, stand up. It's my son, CJ. My daughter's not here. She's in Michigan in university out there, so she wasn't able to come here this morning, so, or this afternoon. But I want to thank them because when you do ministry, and many of you know that because you're involved in ministry, your family pays a price. And I know that in our case, we've gone through a lot over the years, from shootings to some of our staff been murdered in the past, to just some tough stuff, but a lot of joy too. So I want to thank my wife. There's an Irish saying, my background is Irish, there's an Irish saying that says the eye of a friend is the greatest mirror. And I find that my wife has been my greatest mirror because she can tell me and see things that I don't see about myself that need to work on. She does it in an encouraging way, but she's also able to see things in our ministry. So, Jude, this award is, I mean, we're a team. It's not just me. We're a team. So this is about you as well. And thank you for my son and my daughter, too, because growing up, they've put up with a lot. My son, I'm proud of him. He's at York, and he's going away. He's leaving soon after this to coach a junior A hockey game. So he's doing well, too. Just a few thoughts. I was asked to share a few thoughts. Lately, I've been thinking about the parable of the wheat and the weeds, or the wheat and the tares. And it's one of those, you know how God just gets a hold of you and he gives you some scripture and he just can't get rid of it. It just keeps, it's like a barbecued chicken at Swiss Chalet. It just keeps going on that, you know, rotating back and forth and you're just smelling the juices of the Word of God. And that's been going on in my brain. You could just picture that parable going around in my brain. And for those of you, I'm sure you all know it, but let me share a little bit with you. The story is these workers come up to the farmer and they say to the farmer, you grew wheat in the field, but there's now weeds growing in there. And the farmer says, well, my enemy came at night and he ended up putting the weeds in there. And the workers say, well, let's pull out the weeds because we don't want the weeds to continue to grow with the wheat. So let's pull out the weeds. And the farmer says, don't do it, because if you pull out the weeds, you're going to pull out the wheat with it. You're going to damage the wheat. And then Jesus says that the wheat is the kingdom of God, and the weeds are the kingdom of darkness. And I've been thinking about that lately because in our ministry, as I looked over the years, in our ministry, we've always been kind of looking for wheat, not focusing on the weeds. And right now in our city, in our world, there's a lot of good kingdom of God wheat out there. There's a lot of kingdom of God seeds out there growing wheat. The kingdom of God is moving strong out there. Yeah, there's weeds. There's a kingdom of Satan next to it. But the good news is, will we focus on the wheat or we just keep an eye on the weeds? And so our ministry has always been about cultivating the wheat, finding out what God's doing, where he's doing it, coming alongside of God, and let's water the wheat. Let's cultivate the wheat. We don't want to focus on the weeds. Too many Christians, we focus on weeds. And if that's what we focus on, we try to pull out weeds, we end up hurting the kingdom of God. We're seeing that down south in the United States right now. The president of the United States has come along and he says, I'm going to focus on some weeds. And all these Christians have joined him in this crusade about weeding. But what's happened is, as they focused on a couple of the weeds, what's happened is they've pulled out a lot of wheat, damaged a lot of the kingdom of God. And the church is so divided down there, and it's so much, the Christian message has become so negative because it's been focused on wheat instead of focused on wheat, focused on weeds instead of focused on wheat. And so as Christians and in our ministry, we focus on the wheat and we cultivate it and we grow it. Let me just share quickly a few stories where I see the wheat growing. the wheat in our ministries, the wheat out there. Right now, as I speak, there's a young man who, at the age of 14, came into our program in government housing in Scarborough, came to know Christ, and then he ended up getting arrested a few years later for a crime he didn't commit. I thank God for Prison Fellowship, because we actually phoned you guys, and you recommended a lawyer. And we got him a good lawyer, thanks to you guys. See how the wheat, we joined together with our wheat, and we got him off. He was in house arrest for a year, and all he could do is read his Bible and pray. No offense to Tyndale, but it was the best seminary anyone could go through. And he'd phone me up and ask questions. First Kings says this, Second Kings says that. And he prayed, and he read his scripture. And today, he's planted a church in his government housing neighborhood. Now, who better to plant a church in a government housing neighborhood than a young man who lives in that government housing neighborhood? And that church is growing. That's the wheat. He showed up as a 14-year-old kid. He was kind of messed up, but there was wheat there that we were able to cultivate. And now he's a pastor in Scarborough in the government housing community. And let me end off by another story, and this is it. I'm a storyteller. I'm Irish. But here we go. I was in Banff. I was speaking at a conference in Banff. It was over. The pastor, one of the pastors says, I have an SUV. Why don't you speakers come with me? We'll go to Banff. We're in Alberta. He says, we'll drive to Banff. You get to see Banff before you fly out to Toronto. I said, I'm in. We were walking down by this river in Banff. And as we were walking, there was this guy in front of us, a young man. He had a giant mohawk. And he was smoking a lot of weed. And as we came along the path and he was standing there, the guys that were with me kind of avoided him. Maybe they thought he was too much weed. He was smoking the weed, but maybe they thought he was a weed person, right? So they kind of avoided him. But I was drawn to this young man. And so I went and talked to him, and I began to ask him questions. I said, you know, what's your name? He said, my name's Andre. I said, oh, Andre, I noticed you have a French accent. Are you from Quebec? He says, oh, yeah, I'm from Montreal. I said, wow. I'm from Montreal. We begin to talk. I said, what are you doing here? You're from Montreal. What are you doing in Banff? And he goes, well, I'm trying to figure myself out. And by the way, would you like some of this weed? It's really good. I looked at him. I said, look, I've already had my breakfast, so no thanks. And we begin to talk. I said, you're trying to find yourself. And what do you mean by that? And he began to say, well, you know, I believe, like, there's a purpose in my life. I just don't know what it is. And bingo. I knew there was some wheat growing in that kid. I said, you're looking for a purpose. He goes, yeah, I'm looking for a purpose. Have you found your purpose? I said, well, yeah. Well, tell me about it. And I begin to tell him my story. Not all the happy stuff, but the tough stuff too. But I begin to tell him about my Jesus. And he was so interested. The seeds were there. We begin to water. I was watering that seed and the questions he asked. I wish I could tell you he dropped to his knees and accepted Christ right there on the spot. He didn't, but he's closer to accepting Jesus. Guess what? That guy, there are tons of them out there. All over this city, all over your city, all over this world, there's tons of people out there. I believe every person out there, where God has planted the seeds of wheat in their souls, and they're just waiting for us, and God is waiting for us to go out there and water that seed, cultivate that seed, share Jesus. I end with another wisdom saying from the Irish. It's this: you don't know the words, but that doesn't stop you from singing. I don't know the words. I don't know all the weeds or wheat out there. I don't know what's going on out there, what God's doing, but I don't know the words, but I'm going to keep on singing. I'm going to keep on dancing. I'm going to keep on looking for the seeds of God in our neighborhoods, in our city, in people. And I'm going to water it and water it and water it till the day I die. So thank you, Tyndale. I've learned so much over the years. Man, I got in trouble over the years over that Tyndale. But you've been a foundation and strength to me. Learned some great stuff. And thankful for this award. Thankful for all of you. Let's keep looking for those seeds. And let's keep watering those seeds. And Tyndale keeps sending those guys out and those ladies and men out there to water the seeds that are all out there waiting for us. Thank you.